When I mentioned to some people that we would be having this service, and that I would at one point in the service invite those who wish to come forward to the altar, several people said, "And what will we do when we get there?" And I said, "I don't know." And I said, "You might bring your prayers to God." And someone said, "Will we leave them there?" And I said, "I don't know." And what struck me is how uncomfortable we can be in a situation like this, because we are so programmed to thinking dualistically, to seeing a beginning and an end, to seeing things as being right or wrong, to seeing things as being in the past or of the future, to making judgments, to confining our thinking and our world in a way that we can possibly understand and control. And what happens when we do this, of course, is we don't allow ourselves to go into that, what I've spoken of before, is the cloud of unknowing. That part in our lives where God dwells and is always present and is waiting for us to come into the mystery of this creation, to get into our own inner hearts. We are wonderfully and fearfully made. And where did we come from? We came from God. God is, in a sense, in our DNA. In the indwelling of God is often referred to as the Holy Spirit. God came into us, each and every one of us, to make this creation as this amazing gift. And so much of the time we spend our lives trying to order it and judge it and figure out what we think. And we close ourselves off from the mystery of the indwelling God that is in each and every one of us. And I think it was Pope John II who said that we as Christians, and this may sound somewhat heretical, but he said it, not me, Christians have got to stop thinking of heaven and hell as geographic locations. Heaven is here, right now, right here in each candle, in each light in your life, in the rain that is nurturing creation right now, in all your questions, in the times when you don't know what's going on, but you have faith. That's what faith is. Catherine of Siena, who was a 14th century mystic, who I found out, I was thinking about her in this past week, and I found out today that she died on April 29th, so it seems entirely fitting that I should mention her. She was an amazing young woman, and she spoke of the kingdom of God being here in our lives right now. And she said, "It is hell all the way to hell, and it is heaven all the way to heaven." And so how we live our lives every day, how we experience heaven and the kingdom of God within us and in our relationships and in the forgiveness and love and tenderness that we experience is heaven. How often do we say, "Oh, it was heavenly," and how right we are. And when we can get away, I think, from trying to compartmentalize things as being right and wrong, as being the way we should go, and not being opened to the mystery of unknowing, of entertaining that when, if you feel so moved, you come here, you don't know what might happen. You might feel like just coming forward and walking back. You might feel like coming forward and kneeling. You might just look at the light of Christ in the candles illumined and sense some place in yourselves your own heart beating, your life in God, God within you. Because it is hell all the way to hell, and it is heaven all the way to heaven.